Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4401, with excellent yield potential, and the highly adaptable WB4422. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4632 with excellent yield potential and grazing potential, and WB4422 with adaptability across all yield environments. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Well, taking a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitor. Exceptional drought still at 0%. It's been that way since we started off the year. Also, extreme drought or worse still at 0, unchanged. Severe drought or worse is now at 9.12%, which is up from last week's 5.50%. Moderate drought or worse now at 28.10%, down from last week's 35.54%. And then abnormally dry worse or worse conditions, that is now at 58.90, which is down from last week's 65.87%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, entire state around a 33 to 40% chance of rain through May the 18th. Well, here's something to put on your calendar that might be fun if you do like outdoor living. There's going to be some outdoor living space design workshops brought to you by Oklahoma State. Associate Farm Reporter Macy Carter met with Ching Luau to talk more about this event.
So this is a design course that is opened to the public during my summertime. And then this design course has a series of 3 days of classes. They're all about residential outdoor living space design. And it's a hands-on course, so the participants will learn how to design their yard, how to organize their functional areas, including their deck, their patio, their pools, fire pits, outdoor kitchen, shade structures, water feature paving, seating, and the gardens. From me, I'm the main instructor as a professional landscape architect and a professor at OSU.
Course is designed to be intensive and focus on main themes of design.
So it's kind of an intensive design class. There will be 3 consecutive Fridays. So it'll be offered on May 10th Friday, May 17th Friday, and May 24th Friday, all 3 days. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. There is a lunch break hour in between. And the location will be in OSU, in Stillwater, and all of the classes are in person. Each day will be kind of a theme and different focuses, but overall, the participants will learn design theories, the design process. I will teach them how to draw wherever their drawing levels are, whether starting from scratch or they have been exposed to drawing and creative activities. And then they will learn a lot of hardscape materials.
To register for the events, you can go to the OSU Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architect Facebook page, and you can find all the information right there. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.